Welcome to 2022 Talks, where we are following our democracy in historic times.
I am announcing that today we are filing a lawsuit against Donald Trump for violating the law as part of his efforts to generate profits for himself, his family, and his company.
New York Attorney General Letitia James filed a civil lawsuit against former President Donald Trump and his family business Wednesday, alleging Trump, three of his adult children, and two longtime company executives fraudulently overvalued assets by billions of dollars. James said Trump and the other defendants used more than 200 false valuations on annual financial statements over 10 years. Speaking before the United Nations General Assembly, President Biden sharply condemned Russia's invasion of Ukraine, saying the military offensive should make the world's blood run cold.
Permanent member of the United Nations Security Council invaded its neighbor, attempted to erase a sovereign state from the map.
Biden spoke just hours after Russian President Vladimir Putin warned he might use nuclear weapons if threatened and announced plans to call up 300,000 reservists to aid in his country's war effort. Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell announced the third straight interest rate hike in an effort to control high inflation, now at a 40-year high.
We have got to get inflation behind us. I wish there were a painless way to do that. There isn't.
The central bank raised rates by 0.75 percentage point for a total of 3 full percentage points this year, despite concerns the rate hikes could increase unemployment or send the economy into a recession. The House Homeland Security Committee Wednesday held a hearing on America's aging infrastructure and the role environmental racism plays when allocating federal aid. Committee Chairman Benny Thompson of Jackson, Mississippi, said his city, which recently suffered a critical failure in its drinking water system, is not alone.
In fact, of the water systems that consistently violate federal drinking water standards, 40% of them serve communities of color.
Thompson said studies show black and brown communities are likely to bear the brunt of natural disasters. The House advanced a bill to overhaul the Electoral Count Act, which determines how state and Congress certify electors and declare the winner of presidential elections. New York Representative Hakeem Jeffries said democracy cannot run on autopilot.
Particularly because we are confronting a diabolical adversary who is determined to undermine the principle of free and fair elections.
Finally, the Senate ratified an international agreement to limit the use of hydrofluorocarbons, the toxic greenhouse gases used in refrigerators and air conditioning. Production and use of the gases will be phased down 85% over the next 14 years. For Public News Service, I'm Catherine Carley. Find our 8 trust indicators for transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.